Anything that happens on the track or off, Steve and Sam know about it. You're listening to The Race Report.
Thanks for joining us on The Race Report. This has been a busy week.
It has been a busy week,
and it kind of has all focused on Carl Edwards for the most part. And, of course, we'll look back at his race win at California. In fact, we'll talk about that first. Now, California last week was Las Vegas. Two races within a week.
Actually, it was 2 weeks.
Yeah, I guess.
Two races in a week.
He won both of them in a week because California.
One on Monday, one on Sunday.
But his most recent victory in the UAW Dodge 400 at Las Vegas. And then, of course, everything happened, just went nuts after that. First of all, let's take a look and see where your favorite driver finished at Las Vegas in the UAW Dodge 400.
Carl Edwards was your winner. Dale Earnhardt Jr. second. Greg Biffle third. Fourth was Kevin Harvick. Fifth, Jeff Burton. Sixth, Casey Kane. Seventh, David Reagan. Eighth, Travis Quappel. Ninth, Denny Hamlin. 10th, Mark Martin.
After being strong early in the race, Kyle Busch has to settle for 11th. 12th, Elliott Sadler. 13th, Casey Mears. 14th, Ryan Newman. Martin Truex Jr. 15th. Good run for Jeremy Mayfield. He finishes 16th. Bobby Labonte 17th. Reed Sorensen 18th. Juan Pablo Montoya 19th. And 20th, a not very happy Matt Kenseth.
Ken Schrader was 21st. 22nd, Paul Menard. 23rd, David Gilliland. Brian Vickers, 24th. Jamie McMurray, 25th. 26th, Dave Blaney. 27th, J.J. Yaley. 28th, Clint Bowyer. 29th, Jimmy Johnson, not happy. 30th, Mike Skinner.
31st, Michael Waltrip. Kyle Petty, 32nd. Dario Franchitti, 33rd. 34th, Regan Smith. Jeff Gordon ends up 35th after that nasty crash with five laps to go. Scott Riggs, 36th. 37th, David Ruderman. 38th, Kurt Busch. 39th, Dale Jarrett. Patrick Carpentier, 40th. 41st, Sam Hornish Jr. Robbie Gordon, 42nd. And Tony Stewart finishes 43rd. What are you staring at?
The results I'm looking at continue on beyond 43.
I noticed that as well, looking at NASCAR.com. How did they? I'm trying to figure out how they had more than 43 guys in that race.
That's very strange because it has A.J. Allmendinger, who didn't make the race, being out because of an accident.
Yeah, I noticed. Well, the thing is, for some reason, they've gotten guys that didn't qualify for the race listed on here. Notice they have no laps run. Okay, A.J. Allmendinger, for those fans of his, finished 44th and is now out of his ride for the next couple of weeks.
Well, you finish 44th out of 43, it's going to happen to you.
That's not good.
Yeah, that was just strange.
Where'd you finish, AJ? 44th. I thought only 43 cars ran. Well, yeah.
They did.
Anyway. But, man, another pretty impressive performance by Carl Edwards. Thing is, be interesting to see now that they go to Atlanta this weekend if things change, because now they've run the three tracks where they tested in preseason. And, of course, we've talked a lot about the fact that Roush Racing admittedly fell behind with the new car last season. They've obviously made up a lot of ground, and we'll hear about that a little bit later on. But, man, the Roush cars, not only Carl Edwards, but Matt Kenseth, Greg Biffle, very strong as well, even though Kenseth didn't have the finish. And even David Reagan with a seventh-place finish, all in the top ten there, again, except for Kenseth, but that late crash was the culprit there. Kenseth had a top-five car all day.
Carl Edwards was untouchable when he got past Kenseth. It was just amazing. Two races in a row that he just checked out and left everybody behind. I was shocked that he was able to do that.
Yeah, it seems like with this new car, one thing that hasn't changed with the new car compared to the old car is the fact that you get out front and you can drive away. Edwards has had a strong enough car that he's been able to even run people down from a ways back. But Greg Biffle felt he had the strongest car. He battled a pit road penalty and some problems earlier. He slipped the racetrack once and lost some more track position. But I don't know. It didn't look like anybody had anything for Carl Edwards there late in the race. Certainly Dale Earnhardt Jr. didn't. He was the guy who was closest to him, ended up second, of course. He spun his tires on that restart with five to go that ended up kind of starting the bottleneck that contributed to the crash between Gordon and Kenseth. But
The finishing order would have been way different if Kenseth and Gordon would not have crashed, I believe.
Well, I think Junior
would not have had a second-place finish.
No, I think Kenseth and Gordon both were better than Junior at that point. I think those, and then along with Biffle, those may have been the best cars behind Edwards. Jeff Gordon right now has to feel not so great. He has, you know, we talked about the driver rating NASCAR computes now based on laps led and fastest laps and things like that. So far this season, after the first three races, Gordon has the third highest driver rating, but he sits 22nd in points now because he has two DNFs, one more DNF than he had all of last season.
That team is, I mean, you know, good luck cannot continue forever, and they've just had this season, you know, the deal at the part trouble they had at Daytona, had a great run in California, and had a great run going in Las Vegas until that restart, until they got bottled up there, and Gordon admitted it was his fault.
Oh,
he just got loose.
No doubt about it. He made the mistake. He slid up the racetrack. You drive it in hard like that trying to get around somebody, and you got to hope it sticks, and he did. It didn't. And next thing, he was stuck in the inside wall.
But the difference is, he's had two DNFs, but every race he has run a strong race.
Yeah,
he's been in the top 10.
I'm already starting to read some of the stuff about how he's struggling. No, he's not struggling.
No,
a mechanical problem at Daytona, and then the crash there at California.
He will be fine.
Yeah, I think so. Jimmy Johnson, what in the world happened to the guy trying to go for four in a row at Las Vegas? They never found the handle on that car all day long.
I was listening to his in-car radio during the race, and at one point Chad Knaus said, "Jimmy, dude, we can't fix this car. We don't know. We can't fix it. You're just going to have to do the best you can." And then on the other end of the radio was silence.
So uncharacteristic of that team. And also so strange that you had the other Hendrick cars running well. Even, you know, Casey Mears had a 13th place run. Junior finishes second. And as we talked about, Gordon was so good all day long. Probably the best of the Hendrick bunch until the crash. So the other Hendrick cars all run well. And then the guy who's run so well at that track in recent years, just completely out to lunch.
Yeah, they had nothing all day, and it was just strange to see them struggle so much, because their pattern is to have a little bit of a struggle, but by the time the race, you know, the closing laps of the race, that team has adjusted on the car and it's up front and a threat for the win. But they just didn't have it this week.
They never found it. Never able to make any improvements on that car. It was junk pretty much all day long. But you know, really, the guys that ran well, I got a shout out to Travis Quappel. You know, a top 10 finish for him in the Yates, the 28 Yates car. Travis Quappel gets an 8th place finish. But everybody else, kind of guys you would expect to do well. You know, Kevin Harvick, Jeff Burton both get top 5 finishes for Richard Childress Racing. Casey Kane continues to show resurgence.
Third, top 10.
The only driver in the Sprint Cup Series with 3-for-3 on top 10 finishes. So that is certainly heading the right direction for that team, Casey Kane, after their horrible season last year trying to turn things around with Evernham Motorsports. When we come back, we will hear from the top finishers from Las Vegas, and then we will turn our attention to what happened to Mr. Edwards later in the week and why he is no longer the points leader after taking that
spot. He's probably got
a
chip on his shoulder going into Atlanta, wouldn't
you say? Probably just a bit of one, yeah. Stick around, all that and more coming up when we come back on the Race Report.